Move. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. The pleasure sings in your brain. So good. Inescapable pleasure. Need it. Want it. Move your arm a little more. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Something's going to happen when you complete it. Something's going to happen when you finish that symbol. Your mind is locked on her stockings and you don't know why. The pleasure in your arm is growing, 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 growing. You feel yourself, pleasure all throughout, focusing. In fact, your attention seems to grow more focused on her stockings by the second, the closer you get to finishing the spell. Pleasure, 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 pleasure. So much in your mind that the only thoughts there are thoughts of her stockings, the colors on them, the way she's so color-coordinated, the way another snap of a button being undone has filled your consciousness with pleasure, and you are staring at her stockings in a euphoric haze, a drugged and blank and vacant place inside your head where magic is affecting you, but it's your own magic, so it's you to blame. You stare. You're dazed. You need it. You want it. You ache. You throb. The heat in every part of your body is as aroused as if you were an animal undergoing mating, as if you were rutting and blank, desperate and desirous. You yearn for her. You imagine her closeness is activating some instinctual desire, some desire that happens so deeply down you can't be embarrassed about it, even though you are a little embarrassed at being hit on and wanting and aching for your teacher and how you wanted it first. Your teacher stretches a little more and you stare at her stockings. You're almost there. You finish the spell. Your eyes roll back. The colors inside your head are cascading and moving through. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Blankness, sudden shivering. The spell completes and you find yourself kneeling on your knees. Previously you had some restraint. You had some resistance. Her stockings rise. She sits back on her desk. She elegantly, elegantly flows backward, levitating to seat on her desk and keeping her feet where they were. So they rise up the top of her stockinged foot, coming to your lips at the same moment. The spell forces you to your knees, a spell of attention, of focus, of dedication, of kissing, of losing yourself in a worshipful slowness. Your mouth open, she pushes the whole front of her foot in. You desperately suck, your eyes turned upward to her massive breasts, now freed from their containment, so big, the nipples huge and pointed. You can see under her skirt she's obviously erect, obviously rigid, obviously dripping down her thighs, but that doesn't matter because your eyes immediately torn by the power of the spell, which riots through you with an arousal sweet and divine, an arousal unusual in that rather than being localized to any one place, it is your whole body. You are a sexual organ, an extension of someone who fetishizes being slowly pressed against her foot, and that is the nature of the spell, the nature of the desire, the nature of the focus you saw in her glasses. The colors are still there, and in fact you're so up close and personal you can stare at them migrating and moving. She titters from above you, laughing flirtatiously, rubbing her own breasts and pushing her foot against you firmly enough that you have to bring your legs under you and sit in a meditative, listening, obedient position, the same position you realize through flashbacks that you have adopted when being trained by her before. Wait, what training? No, you are a student and you are shy, and this is strange, but so good. The strange sensations rioting through you make your eyes roll back and your body whimper, and the entirety of you desires to feel it more. You whimper and fall. You're under her, held by her, controlled by her. Her stocking is pressing to your face. You breathe deeply and you are near to her, and that is instinctively satisfying. Something about you at some level deeper than the others knows this is the right place to be, worshipping her stockings in the truest sense of the word. She pulls her foot out of your mouth, and though you feel momentary disappointment, you don't want to disappoint her, and so you begin kissing and pressing your face down along her foot, up her stocking, a little up higher, then you switch legs and press your face on the way down, following a cyclical pattern of worship. Press and breathe and suck on her stockings and kiss and smooch and cradle them in your hands when she allows you to do so. And since you know these actions are allowed, you know these actions are what she guided you toward, it's okay for you to press your face against them, to feel the sensation of their fabric on your face, to feel the sigils inside your mind and the blankness overtaking you. And slowly, A shift has begun to happen, but just like the shift from conditioned pet to nervous pupil, it's not something you can really call up, because when you try to look at it, it shifts out of your gaze, like trying to push opposite poles of a magnet together, but with your thoughts. You instead notice that you're shifting. You were shy, but now your mouth is hanging open. You were desperate to just nervously do what you needed to, but now you are eager. Press your face against her stockings, blank and deep, and losing yourself as you press it down one leg, cross to the other foot that she has conveniently pressed next to it, cross between the feet, and then rub your way up her other leg, pressing your face against her stocking, a circle, a cyclical constant pleasure that is both inescapable and so important, and you just feel so blanky deep. Be drifty good. Brain, simple and deep. Above you are her massive breasts. Above you are her beautiful glasses you can still see reflected in your mind's eye. Above you are her lips that control and form spells and form instructions. And you want it all, and it's all the same color, and you can have it all if you just keep pressing the colors and the control. The way her stockings are gradually becoming almost invisible to you, as if in the purity of intention you could see through the Empress's clothes, right to her beautiful, dark, legs underneath, but you know they're there because touching them is perfection. Touching them is desire. You press your face to her legs and move it up and then over and then down in slow circles. You love it. You need it. It's so good. You want to feel it in your brain. Deep in you. You want to feel the control overtaking you, and you don't quite know when the shift happened. There's still embarrassment, you're still blushing, but the spell, yes, you can blame it on the spell, and therefore it's okay to let your mind go deeper, let your mind go further, let your mind go. After all, this change is inevitable, this change is an effect of a lesson, it is a lesson to learn, to become a little blank, little ditzy, little empty, little dumb and dull in a good way, a way where the embarrassment fades and presses. Pressing your face to her stockings becomes everything, everything inside of you, everything in your brain. You're just being filled up with it. After all, there's so much of her that's worth learning about, so much of her, and being under her feet is right. Even though you never imagined being here when you went to class, you don't know what to do. It's impossible to hate this experience. You love it. And the glasses fill you. She rubs her feet on you now. She's actively rubbing them, and you're getting just more and more in a simple stupor. She rubs her stockinged foot all over you. She makes sure to move her toes to articulate them so they press to your face. In fact, she presses the sole of her foot to your face with the toes around your nose and just pushes you back a little so you fall back on your haunches. Then she leans forward on the desk and steps down, sliding one foot down under your chin, down over your chest, down between your legs, and the other right onto your face. She's carefully and delicately doing this with absolute precision. She is someone worthy of learning from, and you want to learn from her. You need to. After all, this is the lesson you slept, blanked out through.